You're listening to a short, free clip from the full episode of this week's members-only bonus episode of the Seventh Row podcast. We release full, free episodes every 2 weeks, and in the weeks in between, such as this one, we release shorter, more informal bonus episodes for the members who make everything we do at Seventh Row possible. On this week's bonus episode, myself, Orla Smith, and my co-host Alex Heaney were joined by Brett Pardy and Caitlin Merriman to talk about Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing, a favourite film for many of the panel. We've complained a lot about Branagh lately on the podcast, and we also talked about an unsuccessful Denzel Washington Shakespeare adaptation with The Tragedy of Macbeth, so we wanted to look back on when both of them were doing amazing work with the Shakespeare text. What you're listening to now is a short free clip from the full episode. To listen to the whole thing, as well as past bonus episodes like the one on Branagh and Belfast and the one on Joel Coen's Macbeth, become a member at 7th-row.com/join and enjoy a whole host of other perks. I feel like it's probably been in your mind, particularly Alex, to do an episode on this film because it's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the origin story of this like goes way, way, way back to our Shakespeare podcast, which is like semi on hiatus. But that started back in, I think, 2016, called 21st Folio. You can still go back and listen to old episodes, and there are occasionally new ones.
It feels like there's definitely on hiatus when we've done multiple Shakespeare episodes on our main podcast.
I know. But so that's at 21stfolio.com. But one of the earliest episodes that we ever recorded was comparing Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing to Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing. And Caitlin was on that. It's never been released. I think we ended up losing the files, but it was 4 hours long of like arguing really, really passionately.
Just mostly yelling because it was, I think it was me and Alex against the other two people who thought that Whedon's was really good. And we were just like, no, shut up.
I've never seen the Joss Whedon one.
It's worth watching. I think it's worth watching.
It is worth watching. I definitely would say that watching the Whedon one made me appreciate the Branagh one even more.
Yeah.
And things that I had sort of just taken up as like given that, well, this is obviously how you do Much Ado, seeing those done differently, I was like, okay, well, actually that was a really good choice. Mm. And I mean, like, the Whedon one has a few good things in it, in its defense. It just has a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon isn't someone that I would have picked to do a Shakespeare movie, but more power to him, I suppose.
Yeah.
It was strange. Apparently Nathan Fillion as Dogberry did not have a single clue what he was saying at any point. He does not understand Shakespeare. And the thing is that it worked perfectly for Dogberry.
It did work really well, yeah.
Neither does Dogberry. He has no idea. So yeah, that was good.
I really like Franz Kranz's Claudio. I think that was one of the highlights for me of that.
Oh yeah, he was good too.
Film. Anyway, we're here to talk about Branagh's Much Ado. I would normally give our origin stories, but I think we already went over that in the bonus episode 20, because mm-hmm. this was an important film for all of us, I think, as to our introduction to Kenneth Branagh. So we'll start
for me, who's never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know how you managed that, Brett.
I've never seen any production of Much Ado About Nothing. I knew pretty much nothing about it before watching it.
Okay.
So I am the completely clueless person on this podcast.
That's okay. It's useful to have one who has not seen it before, because then, you know, it's hard for me to judge it totally objectively as a movie that's been in my life for 20 plus years. So we'll start with the trailer, and then Caitlin has written like the longest synopsis we have ever had. And since this is a play that is kind of less about plot, there's a lot of plot, but I think it's less about plot than about like the characters and the individual moments. We'll kind of use that as our guide to work our way through the film. So here's the extremely 90s trailer.
Hey, Forget everything you've ever known about adventure, romance, betrayal, and comedy, and discover it all over again. From Kenneth Branagh, the director of Henry V, and Dead Again, William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing.
All women shall pardon me. I will live a bachelor.
A dear happiness to women.
She's the sweetest lady that ever I looked on. Can the world buy such a jewel?
If thou dost love fair hero, cherish it.
She shall be thine.
Shall I never see a bachelor of 80 again?
I wonder that you will still be talking, Signor Benedict. Nobody marks you.
I cannot endure my lady tongue.
I shall see thee ere I die look pale with love.
Which of my bad parts did thou first fall in love with me?
For them all together.
Kenneth Branagh, Academy Award winner Emma Thompson, Academy Award winner Denzel Washington, Keanu Reeves, Robert Sean Leonard, Michael Keaton, and introducing Kate Beckinsale. The Samuel Goldwyn Company presents...
Yay!
Much Ado About Nothing. The most romantic adventure of all.
There's a double meaning in that.
All right, Caitlin, do you want to like get into this with begin the first?
Okay.
Begin with the beginning and then we can talk about the beginning and then just kind of go from there.
Okay, so we open with a nice recital of one of the songs from the play, Sigh No More, by Emma Thompson, beautifully. Basically, everyone's sitting around having a picnic. It's the Italian countryside. It's somewhere in the middle 1800s. There is immediately a messenger arrives to tell all of the party that Don Pedro and his men, who've just been fighting in a war, are just about to arrive. This prompts a little bit of...
Screaming.
Lots of screaming. We find out that Beatrice and Benedict have a history. We find out that Hero maybe has had a bit of a crush on Claudio for a while. And then there's just a lot of running and nudity.
It's a great opening.
So much nudity. Just everybody bathing and taking off their clothes.
Yeah.
It is the funniest opening credit sequence I've seen in a while.
And a lot of slow-mo hotness also.
Oh, the slow motion of all the male actors riding into town is just, it's too funny.
It's a gift.
It's so good. And the perfect alignment of Patrick Doyle's score to the moment when they're they're at their highest and they're sort of galloping, slow motion galloping. Just incredible.
In a way, you could say that in this opening, you see the characters making much ado about nothing.
Yes. Right from the start.
That was the end of this excerpt from our bonus episode on Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing. The full members-only episode goes on for 16 more minutes. In it, we continue to follow along the absurd and wonderful plot of Much Ado About Nothing and discuss why Branagh and Emma Thompson are such an amazing Beatrice and Benedict. To listen to the full episode, become a member at 7th-row.com/join. You'll get to listen to our entire podcast archive, gain a host of other perks, and support our work while you do it.